And during yesterday's weekly roundup with political strategists, as the clock ran down, our Republican strategist, John Brabender, said this.
In 2010, the Democrats put an ad out on Craigslist saying they're looking for an adult film star to run as a Republican for Senate to create havoc in the Republican Senate campaign.
Oh, you just dropped a stink bomb. We only have 15 seconds.
And you know who answered that?
Yeah, by the way,
can
I make clear, I disagree. I disagree with
you. Stormy Daniels,
Stormy
who
Daniels
announced she would run as a Republican.
We're going to promise to research that. John Brabender, Bob Schrum, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This is here now.
So, as promised, let's research with Mitch Ravelet, who wrote about this in the Bayou Brief. And Mitch, this hit home for John Brabender because the Republican incumbent John Vitter was his client in 2010, set the scene. Brabender made it sound like the DNC put out an ad for the challenger to Vitter, but it was some poli-sci students?
That is correct. And so what happened was, is there was a group of political science students from the University of New Orleans put out an ad, I believe it was on Craigslist, looking for an adult entertainer to run against Vitter, who of course had been found on the list of the DC madam several years prior. Now Vitter was in the midst of a comeback bid, and his approval ratings, while not great, were still high because of the fact that he was anti-Obama in a state that John McCain had won with almost 60% of the vote. And a lot of folks forget that the BP oil spill occurred in that year. And because of the drilling moratorium, a lot of Louisiana folks lost jobs, and that really raised Senator Vitter's profile here in Louisiana.
Yeah, so he was doing well, and along comes these poli-sci students who the person they end up drafting is Stormy Daniels, who is well-known in the area, and they thought that she would just draw attention to Vitter's extramarital activities. But she started speaking publicly to reporters. She had positions.
Yes, that is true. She was opposed to the Obama administration's economic stimulus package, and she was in favor of eliminating the income tax in favor of a national sales tax.
This was so big at the time. I mean, she made Jay Leno's Tonight Show monologue. She was really participating in this.
Very much so. She went on a listening tour around the state. She hired a noted political consultant down here in Louisiana and very much working her candidacy as a female candidate, somewhat comparing herself to Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton.
Well, then it took a dark turn. Her campaign manager's car was firebombed as she herself was arrested in Florida, where she was actually living. She had a spat with her husband and there was a domestic violence charge. And she ultimately didn't run. But you end your review of this by saying political reporters in the area thought they'd never hear her name again. Boy, were they wrong. Do you think people will see this then as, the current Stormy Daniels headline is another attempt by the Democrats? She was drafted to sort of entrap Donald Trump. It's so odd that there are these parallels.
It is odd, and it's certainly open for interpretation that way, and that has been the line we've been hearing from a lot of Republicans, both locally and nationally, is this just proves that she's out there to make a political statement or to get more attention. There may be more depth to the story. To go out there and to go on the listening tour as she did, I think took a bit of more self-initiative. And so I can't really say one way or the other, but it has been very much so that that's been the standard line. But Democrats have come back and countered with this was very much motivated by her, and she didn't enter the race as a Republican. She didn't enter the race as a Democrat. She was an independent, and not everywhere she went did she bring up David Vitter's scandal. She was talking about issues, and while the scandal came up, it was not her primary cause of concern when she was exploring this candidacy.
Yeah. Mitch Ravelet covers Louisiana politics for the Bayou Brief. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.